Coronavirus update. I'm Ben Thomas with an AP News Minute. The number of people who have died from COVID-19 infections in the U.S. is now more than 97,000. That's from Johns Hopkins University's tally. With more than 1.6 million confirmed cases across the country, White House Coronavirus Task Force Coordinator Dr. Deborah Birx tells ABC's This Week she's concerned about people outdoors in large groups.
You don't know who's infected, and so we really want to be clear all the time that social distancing is absolutely critical. And if you can't social distance and you're outside, you must wear a mask.
Our Julie Walker caught up with one man quietly remembering a victim of the coronavirus.
Rodwell Nobrega is at Cypress Hill Cemetery in Brooklyn visiting his mother's grave for the first time since she died just before Mother's Day.
I miss her so much. I imagine seeing her in front of my face.
Rosamund Nobrega had just turned 83 in March, and her son expected her to live much longer.
Our side of the family have a longevity, you know, because my grandmother, she lived until 98. So I thought my mother had like maybe 5 or 6 or 7 good years left.
Julie Walker, New York.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.